If you beat the blind pig, you get some sort of discount deal. And it would be hard to track all that. I don't know how we'll figure it out, but I have smart people
that can
figure
it out. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
I guarantee this way.
Hey, back there, Matty T, if you could mark the tape on that one, the little phrase there. We'll pick that up on Sunday morning.
What's that?
You'll hear it Sunday morning.
We'll figure it out.
A couple little catchphrases you just uttered, I think, unconsciously there for me on Sunday morning.
Great.
Good deal.
So glad you could make it.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Rich,
could we have like a big thing up out there?
What kind of big thing?
Well, you know, like a thing on the wall that shows
the deal at the place.
Well, no, right?
definitely.
The stuff at the
other vagaries. Yes,
right, exactly. Let me get on the boulevard.
Talk around this particular item. Pigskin.
I could be a lot of money.
Yes,
I'd pay attention more.
We really want you to treat Bill poorly next Monday.
You wait till Monday. It's going to be epic.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Eat it Reno style, sick and pigskin.
Listen, you think the smug level is high when we're all in here now. Imagine if it's just, if it's Martin and Lewis in here together.
Mm-hmm. Can your friend Stats call in?
I'm hoping, and I can't.
I need to talk to him.
I mean, I can't. I want Big Ten versus SEC. Playoffs. Thunderdome style action.
Well, I'm Mad Max and he's Tina Turner.
Don't mess with Tina
enter,
Turner.
Two men enter, one man leave.
Yeah, I was going to say that's what it's going to be. Okay. So that'll be.
I got
Monday.
A funny feeling it's going to be two men enter, no men leave. I think
it's going to happen. Either way, I'm good.
Break it down.
Now
yo.
It's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
I never thought we'd be sitting here on this Friday with our friends from the Blind Pig. And our friend from the Pleasant Valley Church of Christ, and Bill.
And me.
And not having a Texas head coach yet. And they hired a search committee. What happened to the good old days when ADs did their job,
Why do you need an AD if you got a search committee?
Thank you.
Is that not, that is the cluster that is Texas football right now.
How is that possible?
Because you get all, you got a federal judge on there.
Committees, baby. They mess things up.
And it does look like the committee was picked to reflect whatever. I don't know. But if you want to tell me that's the best way to choose
the football. Is Condoleezza Rice on that committee?
She almost was. She turned it down. That says one of two things. They're trying to get the alumni givers associated. They're trying to get those guys on board. When you have a committee, that's what you're doing. You know, hey, we're listening to you. Everybody kick in their dollars now. So we'll see. Going to be a disaster, don't you think?
Already is.
If they're going to have, they're going to hire some coach of a European soccer team to come over.
Maybe Mark Trestman could go there. He's doing well. He came from Canadian football. He's doing a pretty good job with the Bears. They're leading the North, a dismal North, admittedly. Sorry, Lions fan.
Dismal.
Packers fan. We're a half game ahead because of that tie. How ridiculous. Mac Brown says this.
There was still a divided fan base, and that's not fair for Texas. That's not fair for our players. That's not fair for our coaches because they continue to be under undue pressure. So it was time for me to move on and let someone else come in and restart the program.
Harry Caray, committed by Mac Brown, falling on his own. And the NFL version of said organization would be your Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys.
Now, when is Jason Garrett going to fall on his sword? Or at least chop off someone's head that will help the organization along the way? Maybe Tony Romo's. A colossal collapse last weekend, the greatest in the history of sport, perhaps, certainly in the history of the NFL.
Romo did save the best for last.
It's a great song. I turned it off at halftime. I had given up on the Packers. I said, no chance they
game
come
over.
Back and win this game.
As did I.
Totally pointless. And yet, I was wrong again.
The snap. Romo waits, guns it right side, nearly intercepted. It is! Oh, the rolling incomplete. Tremaine Williams again on a diving grab.
After reviewing the play, the receiver had two hands under the ball, completed the catch, rolled over for the interception.
Walt Coleman, thank you very much.
Oh, well. Hey,
no tuck rule needed on that one.
Here's the Romo checked out of the play.
Yes,
he
bad
checked
move.
Out of the play into that.
Here's my favorite part of the post game is that Captain Obvious, Jason Garrett, says this.
At different times in the second half, we probably could have run the ball more. But
Could have run the ball more.
It was as if Paul Petrino took over the reins of the Cowboy offense, and it was Louisiana Monroe.
Nobody puts Matt Flynn in a corner.
Ran the ball seven times in the second half.
The Packers are down by like four touchdowns, and they ran the ball more than the
seven
Cowboys
times.
Did. Hello?
Well,
you play to win the game, unless you're the Cowboys.
Thank you, Herm.
Jerry Jones, what are you doing?
Aren't you mad enough, Jerry, to fire somebody?
Let's do this. Let's talk about our emotion. It's a rough emotion, but if I thought getting mad at it would do some good, then we'd get mad at it. I've been mad a lot of times.
It can't hurt, Jerry.
Could he fire himself?
But I think he's right in what he's saying, Jerry is.
Just asking.
Well, what good does... Okay, so you're going to fire Garrett now?
Yeah.
Yes. Regardless of whether they make the playoffs, I think playoffs, you've got... I told you it was a tick, and I couldn't
get... I would sit in my office and say, you have two choices. Either I fire you or I kill you. You choose.
You can't...
Merry Christmas.
There's a reason... Look, the era of running a sports franchise like George Steinbrenner did in the 70s is can't work anymore. So, Jerry's... What are you wanting to say? Yeah? Playoffs. Off.
Here's the best way I can say it. I said this week. If my wife and I got married in 1987 and we decided that we were going to have one child for every playoff game won by the Cowboys after 1987, we would be sitting at a table for four and looking at an empty chair and wondering why we only had one kid. It's because the Cowboys have only won a playoff game since then.
You mean 97?
97.
97, I'm sorry.
Yes.
1997.
Yes. That's 16 years. That's a long time.
That's remarkable.
Maybe that's Planned Parenthood.
Cleveland
there.
Thinks that's lame.
Maybe that's a way, you know.
Admittedly.
That's good family planning.
Believe me, there are a lot of Cowboys fans that should have followed that philosophy. Just, there's no question.
Wow. Wow. No need to take a shot at the Cowboy fan base there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you met R.J. Hunk?
Well, look. You're talking about...
You want to argue now, don't you? No, you know, give up. Hey, Joe Johnson had a good week.
Oh,
he scored like 85 points in one quarter.
Darren Williams definitely going to call a play for him to try to get him open again.
He's
here
one
he
away from the net record for three.
Step back, corner three. Good! And he got fouled for good measure. Joe Johnson ties the franchise record with his 10th three.
One of my favorite moments of the week, the Miami Heat got a little heated on the sideline. Mm-hmm. In fact, two players going at it. The Pacers were doing pretty well, and then LeBron got into it with Mario Chalmers. And all of a sudden, the Heat went on a run and put the Pacers away. Here is LeBron after the game about his debate.
That's my little brother, man, and it's all family. You know, I was wrong, and, I told him that, and we moved on. So, you know, definitely, for us, for me and Rio, we've been there before, and we were able just to get over it.
That's what LeBron James said publicly. What he said privately was the same thing Jerry Jones should have said. He sat Mario Chalmers down in a chair and said, you got two choices. I'm going to fire you or kill you. You choose.
Right. You know what the fight was about? He's still upset that Chalmers made that three to beat Memphis because he had a bunch of money on Memphis in that game. He hasn't forgotten it.
That's funny. Last but not least, one of the more epic upset coaches. And as somebody pointed out this week, Barry Hinson for about 20 seconds was fuming about his team. The rest of the time, he was doing shtick.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bad stand-up.
It really was, Bill.
Bad free association.
Oh, Marcus, off game? Off game? Yeah, and Marcus had an off game. Marcus was absolutely awful. That's about as PG rated as I can say it. He was awful. Our guards were awful. Our three starting guards had one assist and seven turnovers. They must think it's a tax credit. It's unbelievable how our starting guards play. And let's talk about our big guys. 2 for 11. How can you go 2 for 11? My wife can score more than 2 buckets on 11 shots. Because I know my wife will at least shot fake one time. But those guys aren't listening. They're uncoachable right now. I think, Todd, what I got to get to the point is that every time they don't do something what we want to do in practice, we just put them on the treadmill or push-ups. We've done that a little bit, but we'll just be more consistent with it. To me, when you've got a young team, it's a lot like house training a puppy dog. You know what? When the dog does something wrong, bad dog. Well, I'm not going to hit him. I'm not going to swat him, but bad dog, get on the treadmill. That's probably what we need to do. If we could practice by the NCAA rules, we would go home and practice tonight, but we can't because of the rules. There was a sniper in the gym. Can you see that?
Yeah, this is where
we had guys falling down. I mean, we had a guy snipered at half court. Two guys snipered at half court. It was unbelievable. I thought Navy SEAL Team 6 was out there. I mean, our guys were coming across it. I mean, just nobody around them and just fell down on the ground. How does that happen? And we had a saying at Kansas, sniper. I mean,
I don't know what happened.
There's no way that Navy SEAL Team 6 wants to watch a basketball game at Bowling Green, first of all.
I got to tell you, he touches on a number of areas of government. Tax policy, defense,
health and human services.
Health and human services, thank you.
I had a
equal rights issues.
With all due respect,
education.
I know this is going to come off as some sort of misogynistic thing, but there's no way in Hades, I don't care how many pump fakes his wife throws out there, she ain't going 2 of 11 in a men's NCAA basketball
maybe
game.
He's married to Rebecca Lobo.
And he's not.
Okay,
so,
I was just saying.
Because he's like 60, and you know what his wife is? She's a 60-year-old white chick who probably never really played competitive basketball.
That is the ranting of a guy that says, I'm about to go down for the last time, and I'm going to go down in flames.
You're 2-8.
Yeah. I'm done, so I'm going to at least get in the news.
You know what I got from that? He said, I can't do my job. He calls him uncoachable, and I know that Calipari says that he's trying to coerce his guys.
Motivating.
This guy says that I believe him.
He says these guys stink.
They're
and
uncoachable
I hate them.
Because
that's
you
what
can't
he's saying,
coach.
Basically. Yeah. That's.
Is he still employed?
Yes, at this moment.
It was funny because his athletic directors did indicate that they would no longer tolerate what he called those Yosemite Sam like outbursts.
I think this was the quintessence of that.
Yes.
Suddenly bringing you this segment. We have to take our final time out here in just a moment. This is Erica Taylor singing in the background. I love this performance last night. She sat Jermaine in that chair and told him.
She threatened him.
She did. She told him what's up. I love this story. It's basically, you drive me crazy, but I can't help it. I love you anyway. How many women would like, you ever sang that to Sean?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, this morning.
There's a lot of that. Suddenlink's here to help, 979-836-6901. Sometimes you just got to give your mind a break, especially around the holidays. Hey, you don't have to wait much longer, Maddie. On Christmas Eve, Despicable Me 2 is out on video.
Finally.
Demand.